The First to Land by Douglas Riemann, read by David Rintoul. Chapter 1, Old and New. The Hampshire countryside gleamed dully after a heavy overnight mist. The big house, which dominated the Hawks Hill estate and outlying farm cottages, felt damp despite the fires in each room, which had been laid and lit long before dawn. From a window in his study, Major General Harry Blackwood gazed out at the grey clouds and frowned. November. At any other time, he would have relished this month, with its first meeting of the local hunt, of which he was master, but he could not dispel his apprehension, which both worried and irritated him. In a few weeks, it was the birth not only of a new year, but also of a new century. The thought disturbed him more than he would ever admit to Deirdre, his wife, or anyone else. When 1899 closed, he knew his life would somehow lose its purpose. This might even be his last November. He swung away from the window and looked around the room with its dark panelled walls and cheerful log fire. The servants and visitors to Hawkshill always referred to this as the General's room. Indeed, it contained innumerable relics and mementos of his life and career in the Royal Marines. A portrait of his father hung on one wall, as he had lived, not as he had died here in this great house. Stern-faced and proud in his scarlet coatee, one hand resting on his sword. Even the sword was mounted in a glass case. Pictures, weapons, fox masks, a bugle with a hole punched through it. It was not difficult to see the expression of horror on the boy's face as he had been cut down by a bullet, even when he was sounding the charge. Harry Blackwood was 67 years old, but in his immaculately cut frock coat he was as straight-backed and trim as the day he had won his majority in the corps he loved so dearly. But his features told a different story. There were deep crow's feet.